February 19th, 2010. St. Peter says, "Praise be to Jesus. I have come to speak to you again about temptation. Temptations most often are not obvious, but always something that appeals to the senses or the soul's well-being, something that supports disordered self-love. The more the soul is strengthened in holy love, the greater his ability to ward off self-love, and thus temptations. Holy love needs to be the armor against temptation. Satan is very pleased when he can tempt a soul to lack of trust in the Lord. He does so by pulling the heart out of the present moment and into the future. He presents the soul with every sort of reason not to trust, and every sort of possible events that may occur contrary to trust. This is how I, myself, was tempted to deny the Lord as he entered his passion. I was tempted to fear, facing the same demise as he did. I did not embrace holy love, the present moment, nor did I trust. Please understand, it is acceptable to consider the consequences of present moment decisions, but holy love must always be the determining factor of every decision. It is when concern for self takes over your decisions that you have given in to temptation."